Our mind is clouded by worldly ties. What appears delightful to the senses later develops into a hotbed of poison, generating inner turmoil and disaster. For it belongs to the realm of death. There is nothing in this world. Yet everyone is madly pursuing this nothing. Some more, some less. But there is no cause for despair. With purity, unflinching faith, and burning eagerness, go ahead and you will realize your true self. What is perceived in this world is in the nature of a dream. Everything that happens belongs to the realms of dream. Duality is pain. So long as we do not wake up to our identity with the One, the round of birth and death continues. Whether you worship Christ, Krishna, Kali, or Allah, you actually worship the one light that is also in you, since it pervades all things. Everything originates from light. Everything in its essence is light. It is by seeking to know oneself that the Great Mother of all may be found. Your sorrow, your pain, your agony is indeed my sorrow. This body understands everything. You and I are two persons, and yet you and I are one. Rest assured that your worries and tribulations are ever before my eyes. But I am not anywhere in this world. I am myself reposing within myself. The self. This body has no desire, no intention, or set purpose. Everything occurs spontaneously. In everything and in everybody is but the one reality. Try to be constantly aware of the fact that whatever is perceived at any time, in whatever way, are but the manifestations of the Supreme Being. Even the feeling of the absence of this is its manifestation, so that this presence may be realized. Work without the feeling that it is you who is working. Take it as if it is the Divine's work done through you as its instrument. Then your mind will be at rest and at peace. That is prayer and meditation.
Mm.